Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Care to Read. You got your Omega 7 in the house, your advisor, the one you need, and your advocate, the one you also need. I'd like to thank you for joining our show this evening. We are featuring under Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. We just completed that segment. We are currently now covering the topic of health education. I'd like to thank you for joining us and coming along with us on this trip. And I'd like to also thank you for loaning me your airways and giving me the opportunity to speak to you this evening. We'd like to first acknowledge our ancestors in the audience. We like to look to our right and to our left and see if we can get the nod from our elders. Do I have permission to speak, elders? And they've given me the nod to go ahead. And my ancestors, they're definitely welcome in this room. And I'm going to have to stop to take a pause because I want to make sure that I do justice by the elders and the ancestors today. So I'm going to do a real full-blown session on our libation today because I have to take time for prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, I call on the ancestors because I'm covered, I'm protected. And let me make no mistake to the listening audience, not only am I covered, but my lineage, my offspring are covered too. I'm a rightly guided individual focused in on living according to what is righteous, and I teach my offspring to do the same. But it must be a time when you have to set the record straight about the fact that what the ancestors do is protect and guide and forces to be that might want to penetrate, hurt, or harm. I'd like to set them on notice today that Omi and her offspring are protected and rightly guided. I don't stand here and talk about the ancestors because it's something cute to do. I do that because I want protection. Divine protection, not over only over me, but over my offspring. And I'm saying that to say that I don't purposely bring harm to people. I want what I want for myself, for others. And I'm fair, and I'm to the point. So I've asked my ancestors to search, to see if a foe would come against me or rise up against me for any reason, for even having this room or for speaking my mind here in this room, that they will protect me. And woe unto those who come against an innocent person. Woe unto those who come against an innocent child or person. Woe unto those. I hate to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, being a practice of ancestral communing is very, very important. And at all times, I must check myself. And at the same time, if someone is prohibiting me or stopping me or blocking anyone that is connected to me, I've known a time when people will come at you for no reason just because you are speaking the truth. But woe unto those, because I've seen many things fall upon them. Not because I'm such a great person, because you will not stop God's plan. God's plan will not be stopped. God's plan cannot be stopped. I'm a part of his plan, ladies and gentlemen, whether people like it or not. I embrace black, white, green, whatever color yellow man there is. I bring respect to them. I empower them so that they can liberate me. And I'm not on this show just to liberate people, but I want to be liberated in the process, and I'm going to be free and not held in bondage. So I want to stop to take this libation and pour this libation not only to the east and the west. I'm going to pour it to my ancestors so that they will know that I've called upon them. And as I pour this libation, I pour this libation to the east and to the west and to the south and to the north. And may the ancestors forevermore be present with us. And may they know they've been summoned here in my home, my community, my town to cover me. I am an ancestral child. Please, audience, understand what that means. I came here to this earth with my ancestors surrounding me. They cannot leave me. Even if they leave the angels, Michael, Gabriel, with me, they will follow me and they will light the path for me and my children and my way, and they will open up the doors for me. Don't make the mistake of thinking because my kindness that I am not a person that will call on my ancestors in a blink of a hat, and they will send thousands of legions of angels to protect and guard me. As I said, my very name, Omiika, represents the ancestors. An ancestor child is one who's been picked out and named and appointed. That is why I want to make it plain in this room. I invite everyone to this room to be a part. Don't make the mistake of coming in thinking you are plotting and scheming and undermining. It won't work. It won't work. I will save you from the trouble. I'm about the business of opening up the way for all people, and you will do the same for me and my lineage. I will set the record straight today so that if someone wants to make the mistake of playing with an ancestral child, woe unto you what may happen, because you are not about to come and stress me out. You are not about to come and affect what goes on in this room. I have a mission. I have a calling. I have a plan to speak to nations, to bring them together, to turn things around where they may have been biased before. I have a mission. I just wanted to get that off my shoulder this morning, this afternoon, for those of you who are in this classroom today. Thank you for joining me. Because, see, Omi is not one that will go after you. But I guarantee you, if you do something to Omi, my very flesh will rise up against those injustice people. My very flesh will rise up. I don't care if it's relative. Sometimes you will find that a relative is not a relative. If they're not doing the will of your father, you must disconnect from them. A relative is one that believes and has the same concept. But I'm saying this to say we must at all times let people know where we stand so that they are not going to take us for granted. Do not take Omi for granted. You don't want to do that. You don't want to mess with an ancestral child. I got that off my shoulder now. I'm feeling much better. Thank you so much for going with me on that. And I'm going to pause for station identification, and I'll be right back at you in the air.
A Scar, read by the author Sherelle Omiika Garth. A Scar is sexism, classism, ageism, and racism. A Scar is isms that hold us back, creating a deficiency and a lack. A scar is visible, but mostly unseen to the eyes of the average human being. They deter us from reaching our dreams. A scar can come in different sexes, and sometimes they can appear in the heterosexuals. A scar comes in classes. They come to suppress and even try to undermine the masses. A scar can come in all ages, and sometimes they don't develop to their full stages. A scar comes in all faces. They can show up in unfamiliar places, and you can even find them hiding amongst the races.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're back, and thank you for joining the Care to Read Room. Our phone number here is 646-478-0270. And I want to give out three shouts to our brother neighboring radio station Harambe. Harambe! 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 And we say hello to Delani Aman. Keep up the good work, Delani, and we are definitely supporting you in what you do and continue to support us. Once again, I'd like to tell you our topic this week is health education. This week and today we'll be talking about yoga in the classroom, and those teachers that are advocating for yoga to be brought into the classroom. Today, we are celebrating National Yogurt Month. You can actually go to any one of your websites and Google yoga classes or studios, and you will find a multiplicity of facilities that are now honoring National Yogurt Month. It is a holiday, and they will offer you, if their organization is participating, an actual voucher to attend their studio free of charge for a whole week. You can also check my website up under Spiritual Lifeline, Weebly, Weebly.com. You might be able to go to that website and find if I have anything there listed for you. But if you do a Google under yoga, you could find that studios that are in your area. Now, let me back up a little bit. And we do recommend a book each evening for your listening audience. And that book is called Ola Dulamare, and that's spelled O-L-O-D-U-M-A-R-E, The God of the Yoruba Belief. Now, I brought this book up because we speak quite a bit of Yoruba in this classroom, but you probably have no idea what we're speaking of. But this book is available, and it is a traditional book that is by Eben Bola. He is from Nigeria, and he is the actual spokesperson for the Ola Dulamare, which is the African god of the Yoruba Ifa. Now, I want to explain the hierarchy and the structure of this religion. It's a very, very technical structure where they have the Ile and Ola Dulamare and Ila. And those are the three entities, like the Trinity, ladies and gentlemen. However, there is a one-god monotheistic concept. There are deities that are below those gods, and the deities that they reference to are the Orishas. Can you say that with me, Orishas? And there are so many Odus that you can memorize, like poetry, and the Orishas are to be admonished as the expression of God. These Orishas are put on your head, and some of us are given two of them, a mother head and a father head. And once you know what your Orishas are, you honor them, their colors, and the foods that they like to eat. I like to honor my two Orishas today, and I like to call them in this room for protection purpose. And I ask that my mother sit on my right hand side and my father sit on my left hand side, Yamanja and Obatala, sit on both sides and comfort and direct and guide. Because you're never alone in this world, ladies and gentlemen. And when you understand that everything has a frequency. So as I ask them to be here with me, maybe they will give me the guidance I need to give more of a direction of this book. This book is a fabulous book, ladies and gentlemen. If you go and find this book, please take your time to read it. It took me about 2 years to get through it. It talks about all of the religions and the ancestral home, what is required of an ancestral home, and it gives you a beginning story, a creation story, and the ministers of the Odu, and Ola Dulamare being the god of the African race, they also have their prophet as well. And this book goes into a complete destination for Ola Dulamare and what the makeup is and the hierarchy. If you took the book, ladies and gentlemen, and spent some time going through it, for those of us who are African Americans, it is a must read because you must know the story, the real creation story of the African. Now, you've heard the American story. Now, you must hear the African story, too, and be the judge of what you think. There is a Garden of Eden in Africa that they speak of called Ile Ife, and it is real. And they also have different names for Africa as well, and Arcadia land is the real name for Africa. So they actually acquaint you with all of the different names, and the divinations are the ones that are done to do reading and divining and giving you direction for your life, your purpose. And there's two divinings that's done, a direction for your purpose and a direction for your life. Now, and the reason why I mentioned Dr. Eben Bola, he was trained traditionally in Nigeria, and he actually does the initiations and the trainings there. It's an excellent book. Definitely go out and get a copy of this book, Ola Dulamare, God in the Yoruba Belief. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, I'd like to take some time here. I will be your featured speaker this evening, and I will be talking to you about yoga. I'd like to do the pledge, Alliance of the Pledge, please. and we do stand for the pledge here in this room. Here's to the flag of mine, the red, black, and green. Hope in its future bright Africa has seen. Here's to the red of it, created nations shall know of it, and time to come. Red blood shall flow of it, historians shall write of it. Great flag of mine, here's to the black of it, 400 million back of it, whose destiny depend on it, the red, black, and green of it, our flag of mine. Here's to the green of it, young men shall dream of it, face shot and shelled of it, maidens shall sing of it, waving so high. Here's to the whole of it, colors brought and pole of it, pleased is my soul with it, regardless of what is told of it. Thanks to God for giving it, great flag of mine. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not admonishing that particular flag pledge with your children, you ought to be. You ought to let them know that there are many different colors of the rainbow and that there are flags that wave high over in Africa and that they would do best to learn a little bit about the customs and traditions of Africa. And families, I just want to thank you for going the whole distance with me. We are Project 2019. We undergird the project of the Family Life Institute. The Family and Consumer Institute talks about a multiplicity of things that covers the family, and we offer resources and referral. We are busy getting our websites together to make those available to you so that you can access those websites, parents and teachers. And this segment is focusing in on the teachers. I would like to speak to the teachers right now in reference to yoga in the classroom. And talking to you teachers, I'd like to say I would implore you to become an advocate of healthier exercise and yoga in the classroom. As we know, many districts have lost budgets and lost money, and some of them have even cut gym out of the whole picture. Now, first of all, what is yoga? What is yoga and where did it come from and why is it necessary? Yoga came out of so many different denominations and so many different countries claim yoga, so the statistics has not been substantiated as to exactly which nation it came out of. However, I'm going to speak to you from the Egyptian perspective and that yoga positions were done over in Egypt. And the yoga positions were done to build stamina, to also to make those cartilages stretch, and to make sure that the body wasn't taxed upon when it was in the process of being stretched. And yoga is a form of stretching positions, and a lot of children talk about being in a position of a pretzel because you pull your body and your muscles, and those deep muscles are also taxed upon. Now, there is also something where yoga and meditation are put together, and that's called calinetics. I also do calinetics, but teachers, what I like to talk to you about is just plain old ordinary yoga in the classroom. Now, you might have to go to your districts or your principals to get permission to even have a segment in your class. Now, I'd like for you to align yourself with my effort to become advocates, to speak on behalf of bringing yoga instructors into your class to train you teachers as well as your students. And what that means is that you would get your extra time for gym and you would substitute yoga as if you were substituting for your gym class. There is a curriculum. Yes, teacher, I see you asking, but Mrs. Omiinka, is there a curriculum? Is there structure? Oh, yes, is there structure. There has been the jumping yoga class with all types of curriculums that are put together for elementary as well as secondary. And the curriculums do have activities that you can engage your students in. And teachers, your classes are done separately. So you have an opportunity to use that curriculum so that you feel comfortable with administering the curriculum to the children. Let me also say, teachers, that you will find that your body will be in a lot better shape. You will find that children's ability to concentrate is very good. Now, let me read you something here. because I always want to refer to what the experts have to say. And this is called Rest and Recovery with Yoga. I use yoga for recovery from resting after an illness, and it was very, very helpful. You can do it from your bed if you're using it for recovery. This happens to be one where it's a gentle yoga for recovering from illness or just relaxing. And this is by Kelly Pepper. Now, there's a list of positions. Before you begin, have your room quiet and warm, and I'm going to get my room quiet and warm, and I'm going to put on some soft, soft music. And I suggest that that's one of the things that you want to do, is put on some soft music and have your room ready. So I'll just put some meditative music on behind me, and I'll try not to eat. 1 or 2 hours before. You don't want to consume any foods because you can become too full. And if you're hungry, eat a piece of fruit or something light, very light, because you don't want to become over-consumed by food. Wear some loose garments, loose-fitting clothing when you're going to do this. And this may be where you're doing it at home. And don't try this in your classroom until you get full permission from your instructors and your district administrator. Do not exercise directly in the sunlight, ladies and gentlemen. You want to make sure you're away from the sun because you're going to be perspiring. And as you become stronger and are able to do the program on the floor, use a mat. You want to bring a mat and lay that mat down, or a blanket, or a thick piece of carpet if you can't find that. This program is designed for those relaxing or recovering in bed. Now, this might be while you're on sabbatical, for you teachers who are taking sabbatical. The exercise can be done by any age group. Go slow, though. You want to start slow. Just doing what you can, when you can, without straining yourself. And if poses too difficult, let those go. Lie back and relax. Position and continue when you can. Don't be discouraged, ladies. Please don't be discouraged. Slow down. Take your respiration. Synchronize your vital signs. I'll synchronize mine with you. Taking deep breaths and getting ready and stretching. Stretching high to the sky and stretching to the floor. You will improve in time. Just wait. You will improve for full benefits, ladies. I recommend you a session twice a week, only twice a week when you first start. It's good enough. And just try to do your best. Don't worry about it if you don't get the poses right. And if you are pressured for time, just do half of a session. Do your beginning visualization. Close your eyes and doing nothing but counting breaths. And just sitting there breathing normal, and yoga in the morning is very preferable, and listening to final visualizations in the evening. Now, you might want to have that visualization music going so that it helps you to visualize what you're doing. Now, a list of positions are, number one, relaxation pose is the first position, and you can learn those through the video tape following direction. Number two, the belly breathing, teaching you how to breathe in and out with respiration. Number three, the complete stretch, where you're stretching your body up to the sky, is number three. And your backward bend, where you just bend back and holding your back, that's number three. Now, you don't have to do these now. You can do them later. I'm just going to go over them. Then you have number five, the half spinal twist. Number six, the knee squeeze. Number seven, full knee squeeze. Number eight, knees to chin. Number nine, leg stretch. And under number nine, you want to do a warm-up heel to ceiling, number eight. And number B, leg to face. Number 10, laying down tree pose. And we know how to make trees. Number 11, tummy tuck. Number 12, pelvic tilt. And under the pelvic tilt, you have warm up A, and D, full pelvic tilt. Number 13, arm raise. Number 14, forward bend. Number 15, seated spinal twist. Number 16, neck release. A, side to side. B, chin to ceiling and chin to chest. 17, shoulder squeeze. 18, elbow roll. Now there you have it for those relaxation poses. And you can find this particular book is by, as I indicated before, it is just a little booklet by Kelly Pepper on healing yoga. And these are the poses that they would like for you to do when you're first starting to get ready for yoga and you're just recuperating. And this is what I recommend starting with when you are a beginner. That way you can do the neck release side to side, the chin ceiling and chin to chest. And then you can go to your shoulder squeeze and your elbow rolls. These are very easy and simple to do, something that won't stress you out. Now, after you've gotten familiar with what yoga is, ladies and gentlemen, then I want you to get your children to participate with you. Try it out with you and your children doing it together and see how well they can cooperate and how well they're able to do this with you. Now, if you're doing teaching elementary classes, it might mean that you have to recite these things over and over again and position the children in the right position to help them learn the poses. And you are not physically jumping up and down. These are poses. If you notice, your sedentary standing still when you do these poses. Now, I'm going to do a pose here with my elbow rolls. I'm going to roll my elbows around and my shoulder squeeze. Now, these are just positions that you're getting ready for. In the regular beginning yoga, you are sedentary. You are not swaying all over the place or jumping or jogging. This is not a jogging exercise. It is a relaxation. And truly, are you going to relax? Classrooms can be very stressful, teachers. I want you to learn to become a good advocate so that you can take these breaks periodically once you find out how beneficial they are for you and helping you with the pelvic twist. From sitting at your desk, you become stiff and sometimes your body needs a break. Once you find out how beneficial they are, begin to advocate for yoga in the classroom. Go to some of your staff meetings and say, I'd like to incorporate yoga in my class. And there are even places, teacher, where you can write grants. You can write grants asking for funds to help you fund the instructors who come in to guide and train you on the process of meditating. Oh, you're not a beginner yet, teachers. No, no way. You're going to need an instructor. You will need an instructor. Don't try this on your own. When you're trying to incorporate or teach to a class, you must invite instructors out. Now, yoga is an old, old methodology. However, those who practice yoga have practiced it for many, many years, and they found that they do it with visualization. And what do I mean? Taking deep breaths, visualizing how things should be, lining their bodies up into angles. This can be so great for your body, ladies. And gentlemen, please don't think that we're leaving you out. There are many men that are instructors, and some teachers go and get their instructor blank. One of the things I plan to do, and I urge you to also think about, is the training. The training is fabulous. I understand that once you get this training, you too can work part-time in this field and offer your service as a trained instructor. Now, there are plenty of places that you can go to get this training. There are online programs, Google training classes for master teachers in yoga. There are even places in Chicago right now that are giving out scholarships. What we hope to do is post the scholarship on our website so that you can find out about these scholarships that they're giving because they want more training, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'm going to stop and I'm going to meditate. I think the music is slowly going down. I'm going to meditate, and I'm going to ask you to meditate with me. This segment is a special one because I wanted to teach you to feel what yoga was all about. And as I am not a trained instructor, I offer a disclaimer. I am to merely just give you the beginning yoga class to show you what it's about. But now I'd like to talk to you about the advocacy part. Here's where OMI comes in the picture. I am an international advocate working with families of children with special needs. However, there are children who have special needs and who have handicaps who have been able to benefit from the use of yoga. Yes, some of the children have therapists come in and they give them yoga treatment to keep their bodies stretched so that they are not stiff. And believe you me, teachers, it has also shown under statistics that children who are in yoga classes, they fare better throughout the day behavior-wise, academically as well. Now, these statistics you can create on your own. Go to your district manager and say, well, we don't have a budget for gym anymore. Can we substitute these classes for gym? Can we bring yoga into our school? And can we have our children come back to school? And can the teachers take the class too? You might even want to help them out by looking for grants that are available to help you pay for the funds if they say the funds are not available. Yes, teachers, this is National Yoga Month, and I want you to learn about yoga. I want you to understand that this is a celebration. And when we have a celebration, ladies, you know, we really, really do it up when we have a celebration because it's important for us to get behind our instructors, and we're going to do just that right now. We're going to celebrate. All right. National Yoga Month. To those teachers who don't know anything about that, we're celebrating. We're bringing National Yoga Month right on the calendar for the full 30 days this spot, ladies and gentlemen. It's a celebration. National Yoga Month. This isn't a good way to wind down, but I want to bring about a celebration. For those of you who don't know what time it is, somebody tell them. National Yoga Holiday Celebration. All right, ladies. I want you to go out to your administrators and tell them about this. Tell them that we are going to push for yoga this month, and we're going to take the classes ourselves. That means you can get up out of those seats, and you can teach while standing up in a yoga position. All right. Now, you know how I feel about music. Music makes me want to move, and I hope that it makes you want to groove. Yoga is not all about music, but we can get our visualization in order. After calming down and relaxing, keep that blood flow moving, ladies. That's what Yoga National Holiday is all about. Yes, I wanted to play that in honor of the national holiday. This is a national holiday for those yoga instructors out there, and I want to give two shouts out. Hooray for those national master teachers who are instructors of yoga. Hooray for those teachers. They are helping our children stay healthy and fit. Now, a little bit about health education. What does yoga do for the body? From what statistics show, ladies and gentlemen? We're going to go to the books now, and we're going to refer to the books to see what's going on, because, you know, OMI wants to give some documentation. As I read this, it says, healing yoga is the result of 18 years of practicing yoga and the powerful effects of using visualization and affirmation. Now, did you notice that she said she used visualization and affirmation? Now, I want to stop and do an affirmation today. I pledge today to open my mind to seek and learn new knowledge. My mind, my body, and the words I speak are clean. I'll obey my parents, my teachers, and myself, and I'll use my education to stay in school and to make a new and better world. I am great. I am great. And my education, it will make me even greater. That is an affirmation, ladies and gentlemen. You can teach those to your children. Do affirmations in the classroom right at the beginning when you do your pledge. And affirmation is done. The Hatha Yoga is one that they recommend. It's a form of exercise that dates back to the India around 2500 B.C. It has been proven to be of the greatest benefits in promoting health of the mind, spirit, and body. Sounds like something we've been working on. Mind, spirit, and body. It's going to promote that? Excellent. Mind, spirit, and body. And then it tones you up. It keeps the body firm, toned. Yoga in the program will also become a preventative maintenance, and specifically in cases of where you have certain problems. It also alleviates insomnia, improves concentration, regulates and normalizes your weight and balance. And in endocrine system, it works on those glands, the endocrine system. And we've been talking about the thyroid glands. Now we're saying that the endocrine system can be also affected by this particular task. Okay? With the incredible healing power of yoga, she says, I have combined visualization, affirmations, and visualizations with the use of exercise. And they go on to say that imagination is also great. It creates what you want in your life. So you can stop, ladies and gentlemen, while you're doing your visualization and create and call to your life what it is you want in your life. Okay? For example, picture yourself healthy and strong, and you picture yourself in positions that you want to be in. And you will be if you continue to see yourself in that light. An affirmation is a positive statement, ladies, in the presence of tense. You speak it in the present tense, which creates a desire and a reality. For example, it says, lovely, I am lovely, I am accepted, I am in perfect health. These are the affirmations that you can give yourself. The idea for rest and recovery came to this lady, she said, from a student in a hospital. And she decided that she wanted to create this particular book to help someone that was in a hospital who was slow to recovery. She said, I decided that there was many other people who could use this type of program as a healing aid. And she created this program especially designed for those in recovery who could not leave their beds, and this healing yoga recovery was created. Now, I'm using that one because some of us might be laying down right now and can't get up and bounce around, and I don't want anyone to break a bone or become injured, and this is probably the best way to learn about yoga until you can get a bona fide teacher to instruct you so that they are proxying you, making sure that you're positioning right, and you want to make sure you don't let children do this on their own without you being there to proxy them so that they don't fall or injure themselves. Anything where there is a potential for someone to fall could be dangerous, so you want to use good, healthy, safety rules so that you don't cause a hindrance while you're practicing these positions. Yoga is something that all of us will see the benefit of if we practice it every day. As you know, that endocrine system that we just spoke of will be increased so that the flow of the blood will help secrete blood all over the body. And we know that good circulation is the first step for us to receive our vital nutrients from our food, because it first travels through the bloodstream, and that's where we receive the endocrine distributes the blood throughout the body. Now, I want to say this much to the people here in this room. we try to make this classroom fun, and we try to make it lively, and we try to give everyone a chance to be themselves. And I want to stop right now and thank you, as Sly and the Family Stone says, for letting me be myself. I want to say that from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for letting me be myself again today. Every day I'm myself, ladies and gentlemen. I have not changed one iota for who I am. I come in this classroom and I project myself as an African American, which I will continue to do. And if I do anything outside of that and I suddenly become faded, you jog me and wake me up. I must first be true to myself. I'm an African first. I must practice my heritage, my culture, my rituals. I must do that so that I can keep myself strong for you. But while at the same time, I acknowledge and allow other people to become free, and I empower them to be themselves. There's nothing wrong with you being for yourself, but you can't be against others. The problem that occurs is when you're against everyone and you're the only one that matters. That's the problem. But when I allow people to be free by endorsing you to be free, you allow me to be free. I do not like bondage. I do not like to put anyone in bondage, and I will never let anyone put me in bondage. I've been freed a long time ago, and I'm a free African-American, and I won't say Negro. I'm a free African-American, and I try to couple things with love and kindness that I say and do. But at times, harshness has got to be administered to let people know truly what you're made of. I'm a warrior. My very name represents warrior. Bibiaco. However, I must couple that with instructions and know when to react and to respond. See, we are set on flight or fright, as the gentleman told us earlier in this room. I am not going to set my pilot life on fight. I am not going to be with a badger with my back against the wall for fight. I am going to be uninhibited and free. And no one will hold me at hostage because the veil was torn and I should be able to go boldly before the throne to petition on my own behalf. And I'm saying to you, thank you once again for allowing me to be myself. As I set you free and embrace all denominations of people, none of you being better than the other, and I embrace you to the point of allowing you to share in the goodness that God has to offer, I do that not to say that you're better and that I want more of one kind. I want all of our brothers and sisters to be able to unite together, black and white, Muslims, Christians, New Age. I want us to be able to drink from the same spirit because none of us have the full gospel. Until we have arrived, none of us have any business in here holding someone hostage or holding things against them as if we had the full counsel. Jesus did not die and leave anyone with the full counsel. And if he died and was risen again, think about it, people, then there should be a new concept on this earth, that his spirit should be everywhere. And if his spirit is everywhere, then we ought to be acting much better than what we are. A mouth will say anything. I am not impressed with what people say, but what they do. Check my lifestyle out. You'll see for yourself that what I'm saying, I try to live every day. And I'm not in this room because I have to be. I'm in this room because I was commissioned to help the world do better because we've done a lousy job in getting along with each other. We've hated each other for no reason. We've despised each other. And some of us are in the same race, hating one another. Do you know that hate can be as powerful as love? But you'll never beat me at what I do best. I'm a lover. You'll never beat me at what I do best. I have more love. And love is on my side. So therefore, no matter what you strike out with and what blow you strike out with, it will be met with love. And when love will win every time. Now, I don't want to have to say that again in this room, that am I for the African American? Am I for the blacks? Am I for the Muslim? Am I for the New Age? I am for everyone. But I have to keep myself strong and train myself to be what it is I came here to be, and that is African. The question is not to be anything else other than African. I can't become white overnight. I can't be like Michael Jackson and have a face job and be the color that someone wants me. I won't do that because I'm perfectly happy being black and being who I am. I want you to be happy and being who you are. I can support you right where you are as whatever you are and whatever nationality, whatever race you are. Please support me in what I do because what I do it for the world. I do it out of love for the world because when you love people, it doesn't matter what and who they say they are. It's what's in their heart. And if a man's heart is right, please don't violate him because he had no responsibility for who and what shell he came here in. Please, ladies and gentlemen, let's not hold things against one another for because of who we are and how we were delivered to this earth. We've got to do away with racism in this time and this life. And European people, I'm depending on you to do your job too. Yes, we all can scream racism, but I will tell you this much. Power is the ability to define a thing and make others accept it as their own. So when you have no power, you have no authority, you cannot impose racism. But for those Europeans who support me in this class and come in this class, speak to your own people and explain to them that they must be open to give every race of people a chance. You can do it. You can make a difference in how we go about opening up and connecting with other cultures and races. When you come to this room to support me, don't just come here to support me and smile in my face and then behind my back. When someone is racist, you stand with them. Don't stand against anyone in racism because it'll never work. I don't care black or white. Stand up for what's right. We have to liberate this world and bring back the 60s again where we are flower children loving one another and understanding that this world cannot function without us becoming one nation under a groove and under God. But you must understand that as we aspire to be gods in this room, then we can accept all denominations of people, all races. And if you are not at that stage where you can accept all denominations of people, you are not a god yet. You are still a babe. And I know that African people are old people. We are old people. And we have been here before. And some are children under us. But we want you to grow up and become thoroughly mature and understand that racism hates everyone. And it doesn't just hurt you, but it hurts everyone. And we are not going to waste our time discriminating against persons and bringing each other down, undermining each other, because I can read the energies and atmosphere. And those who come in this room to do that, you will be removed and you will be taken away. Because no one will come to harm Omi, Omi for what she's doing. Because I know what I'm doing is right. I'm teaching love in this room. I'm teaching togetherness so that we can become stronger and stronger. So when the end times come, the only thing that the 2012 is going to ask us, have we transformed ourselves? People, we don't have that much time. You need to start transforming now. Don't tell me how much you hate that other person because of his race. Don't tell me how you can't get over his color. Don't tell me how you cannot stand him because of his socioeconomic. Get over it because people are people. And I'm just everyday people trying to live each day and each time. And you are only doing that. Our material things does not make us. I'm rich, ladies and gentlemen, in my affairs, in my connections, in my resources. If I don't ever see another material thing, I'm rich. And I'm not waiting for the sky to open up to find out if I'm on Jesus' side or not. I am a God. I don't have to be on the side of anyone. God's awakening up now. And if God wakens up and we speak a thing, it is so. I'm speaking peace over this room as we bring about yoga and we bring about visualization and affirmations in the classroom. I'm speaking peace. I'm going to decree peace in this classroom, that it will stand, it will reign. And I'm decreeing things that will change in that schoolhouse, that now that we know better, we'll do better. We're going to change the atmosphere in that school, and we're going to show the school how to become a household and run like the one schoolhouse again. Children should have good concept of themselves. They should be healthy, and they should be able to function in a position that will allow them to be whole again. Help someone be whole again, please, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to look around the room and see if there's something that you can do different. Look around Blog Talk, and if there's somebody you offended, go to them. Tell them to forgive you. Tell them you're sorry, because true transformation only comes when you repent. True transformation. And when you repent, then you can get on your knees again and ask something from your higher self. But my book tells me, don't bother to ask for anything if you've mistreated a woman. Don't bother to ask for anything if you have aught against your heart against anyone. I'm teaching you how to get free today. Get free. Get free today. I'm free. And I'm not Martin Luther King standing on a mountain talking about free at last, free at last. I'm free in my spirit because you allowed me to be myself. Thank you for letting me be myself again today. It's my message to you, because I'm going to be an advocate for those children having better schools. I had to get out of a thing, ladies and gentlemen, and stand on the outside to see what needed to be fixed on the inside. See, a bit of the venomous poison sometimes we have to use to fix the situation. Yes, our schools need fixing. Yes, there needs to be a meditative process to go on to get our children connected to themselves again. And ladies and gentlemen, just as you do these shows in here, it is not about you and I. It is about the people we serve. You are nothing but a servant. And as you go on, teachers, to stand in front of that classroom, you're the highest example that those children will see. And when you go in front to position yourself in a pose to show them how beneficial yoga could be for their bodies, they will rise up and call you glory, because you have given them wholeness again. Yoga is about wholeness. It's about restoration. I'm looking for restoration, restoring peace in the classroom. We restore peace when peace is within us. When we look on the inside for our peace, ladies and gentlemen, then peace is shed abroad. How can our children shed peace when there is torment and turmoil on the inside? Now, if this thing called love is going to show up in our children, we're going to have to put it there by relaxing their minds and reassuring them that peace can be had within their very bodies. Why not bring yoga to the classroom? This is National Yoga Month. Why not talk about it in the boardrooms? Why not talk about it in the administrative hall? Why not talk about it in the PTA room? This is National Yoga Month. Why not bring it to the attention of the administrators and of the vice president? Why not let the senator know that children are going without physical education? Why not advocate for it, I say, as a national advocate, mediator? Some of you don't know what mediation means. When I say advocate, I mean advocate. When you mediated and did due process to open up the way so that families and children with special needs could have the same rights. An advocate is a big job. It means that you are an ombudsman. You go between on behalf of issues. We have an issue here today. We need yoga in the classroom. We need restoration put back in the classroom. We need healing put back in the classroom. There's so many children mentally off base, struck down, from self-esteem, broken from homelessness. When they come to us in the classroom, they're asking us to help fix them. If we have them for that 8 hours during the day, and if we can bring restoration to their body, we can create a wholeness in them to give them the momentum to come back another day and start again. National yoga is all over the world, ladies and gentlemen. This is a practice that is not only practiced by your people who are new age, but now Christians are learning the benefit of yoga and the benefits of helping the endocrine system, the benefits of using it so their minds are settled. Yoga is a beneficial thing, also meditation. And we've talked about meditation in this classroom. We've talked about the benefits, and we brought the specialist in. Now, I am the specialist as an advocate, and I stand to advocate on behalf of what the children need in the school. Why am I able to do this? Because of my 35-some-odd years of being a school teacher and seeing with my own eyes what is needed, not another school book, not another curriculum, not another lunch line, not another computer, but a little love to build up self-esteem. If we threw every book out the window tomorrow and we brought about self-esteem in that child to give him the feeling that he can become an athlete, that he can strive, and that he can go forward and use his body and show him how strong his body is, then he can prevail. That's why they couple physical education with good athletes. I come from a long line of them. As a referee for the Pee Wee basketball team, running up and down that court, I knew what it did to those children to give them the ability to stride and to run and to jump. I knew that it wasn't a piece of paper that gave them the satisfaction, but the ability to use their body and to be able to have their bodies healthy. And I'm telling you, where everything is being taken out of the system in the school, we can put something back, ladies. If you don't have the funds, lobby for them. Go to your senators and lobby. And if you don't have the funds, write a grant. Write a grant. And Omi said this. If you need my help, call me. I will assist you in writing the grants to bring in the funds that will cover the fees and the cost of the training of these facilitators coming into your school to train you as yoga instructors. Teachers, you need this more so than the children do, because you are weary, and some days you don't know if you're going to make it. I've been there. I'm not teaching. I'm not preaching. I'm testifying, because I was in the classroom too. I know what it means to be physically exhausted. When you can get exercise to renew yourself, teachers, and prolong your life, it's a good thing. I want to say, as an advocate, teachers, you're going to have to go the extra mile, and you're going to have to use what you have and your voice. The teachers uniting all over the world, and parents. Parents, don't think that I'm not speaking to you. But as a PTA mom or dad, get in those classrooms, advocate for that exercise in the classroom to rehabilitate your children so that they can be healed again and they can be one again. Now, we're getting ready to form a line dance, and I want you to line up one row up front, second row, third row, fourth row, and all of the people that are listening to this broadcast at the sound of my voice, get in line, because we're getting ready to advocate for yoga in the classroom and instructors with pay. Here we go. Get those hands up. Advocating for instructors in the classroom, for yoga classes, for teachers and children. This is National Yoga Month. Get out there to those websites. Find out where those studios are. And go and experience yoga for yourself. a love and sex success story. Here we go. All right. The new song by Paul Hoffman. I want you to hear it, ladies and gentlemen.
Separate and apart. And now's the time to come together.
Come together.
Together.
The only color, ladies and gentlemen, is unity. And I know we can do it. Yes, we can. And I have a dream and you have a dream. And we must let every man have his dream and support them in their dream, in their effort. Now, there's a time that's going to come when we're going to have to unify. And why not let it be now, ladies and gentlemen? Let it be now when we come together against our differences and in spite of our differences, and we learn to unify for the cause of the bigger picture. If I'm a black person and you're a white person and you're a yellow person, let's come together on one commonality that we are for the universe and that God is bringing about God on this planet. And he's not asking them which faith or denomination they're in. He's not asking them which race or creed or person they are. He's asking them, are they willing and are they the one? I'm the one, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know about you, but I'm the one. I'm on my job, and I'm about my Father's business, and I'm one of those guys that he's raising up, if you didn't know it or not. I'm sure you probably figured that out by now, because a God is one that practices and works in the confinements of someone cooperatively working on one accord with them. I don't do it in my own strength. I do it with the gods that work with inside of me, the Godhead that will go around with me, who can never leave me. You, too, have a Godhead. Why don't you rise up and be called a God today? Good evening, God. I thank you for joining us on this particular flight. I thank you for going the whole way with us for this whole 60 minutes. I thank you for being a part. Now, if you are going to rise up and be a God, that means you're going to have to be bold. You cannot be afraid to step out front and be yourself. The most important thing is to be yourself, and I want to thank you once again for letting me be myself again today, because I will always be true to myself. As a Nubian queen, I come before you. Please accept who I am. I won't become jaded. I won't become faded. As long as you let me be who I am, I'll allow you to be who you are, and I'll liberate you with every being inside of me, hoping that we all come to the fullness understanding of who we are. And this light and time, we don't have time for fooling around. We don't have time for playing around. Let's be ourselves today. And if those other and somebody else that you don't like, forget that. Let it go. Learn to respect other people's difference and learn to be a part of your business. And when you're doing your business, it doesn't matter what someone thinks of you. And if someone's coming up against you, putting up opposition, stand. And again, I say stand. And when you've done all you can do to stand, remain standing. And when the rains and storms come against you, because they will, remain standing. Because there's a greater force with you. Because the ancestors follow me. You need to summon yours to follow you. There's no harm that can come upon you when the ancestors are with you. No foes that can be brought against you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you what I know. I'm telling you what I know. Please listen to Omi today. For those who would come to fight you, you will change them, and they will become lovers of you, and they will wonder why they have grown to love you. But you can bring someone to love. And this is what my attempt is in this room, to bring someone to love, to show them that love is greater than hate. And in this room, the gods will rise up. The gods will rise up, and we will transform together. And on one accord, we will begin to set the pace for the new millennium of the 2012. Get ready for it. It's on its way. Get ready, get ready, get ready. It's on its way. You have a blessed evening, ladies and gentlemen, gods and goddess. Have a blessed evening. I'll see you here tomorrow, same time, 6 o'clock. Well, no, I won't. Tomorrow is Saturday. I get a day off. Praise be to the Most High. I get Saturday and Sunday off, but I'll see you back here on Monday. We're going to be talking about the topic of health education. Teachers, get your seats ready. Get out front. You're getting ready to be schooled by a master teacher. Step up front because you're getting ready to learn something about conscious-based education. Oh, is Omi coming out of bag or what? Oh, what is Omi doing now? You're getting ready to see. Join me. Stay tuned. This is a hot topic. You don't want to miss it. Have a blessed day. Love someone. Don't let people stop you from being who you are. Tell someone to thank you. But let me be myself again today. the Honorable Sly and the Family Stone. Have a good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Be good to someone. Oh, double.